So now, in the studio, we have Professor Fiona Watt from the University of Cambridge, a woman who I've known for some time. How are you doing, Fiona?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Nice to see you again.
So your research is looking basically at cancer stem cells and stem cell biology. We'll go right back to basics here. How would you define cancer? What would you say it is?
I'd say it's a disease in which cells in a part of your body start to grow in an uncontrolled way. Sometimes that will result in formation of a lump, for example, if it's in your breast. But if you've got cancer in your blood, the cancer cells will be flowing around your body. And then, of course, the dangerous thing is if the cells start to spread to other parts of the body.
So we've just heard from Sabina and the researchers she's been speaking to about the idea of cancer stem cells, which is quite new. How long has this idea really been around?
Well, you're actually wrong when you say it's quite new.
It's new to me.
It's an idea which has been knocking around for, some would say, almost 100 years since people first started looking at cells in cancers. And even back then, looking under the microscope, people could see that not all of the cells in a tumour were the same. And so the idea is that some of the cells in the tumour are essentially innocuous, and other ones, the stem cells, power the growth of the tumour and ensure that no matter what you do to try to get rid of the cancer will eventually regrow.
And what sort of cancers so far have we found stem cells in? Because there seems to be new reports coming out all the time about it.
Yes, I think the first and most compelling identification of a stem cell in a tumour was work which was done on leukaemia, so cancer of the blood. But there have been very exciting reports of identifying stem cells in breast cancer, colon cancer, and other types of tumours. For example, something called a squamous cell carcinoma, which could affect your mouth, your esophagus. And so it seems really that almost every week evidence comes out for a stem cell population in another type of cancer.
And as we heard, these discoveries have quite important implications for how we're treating cancer. I mean, what can we do with this knowledge now to take it forward?
Well, you're right that it's very important. What we need to do is now design treatments which will target the stem cells rather than the bulk of the tumour. For example, many current treatments for cancer are based on the idea that these are the cells which are growing very fast. However, it might be that the stem cells are actually quite sluggish, and so you're not doing any good just getting rid of the fast-growing cells. So our idea is that we might be able to develop treatments which are more specific and are probably gentler for the rest of your body. They're not going to wipe out all of the normal cells which happen to be growing fast. So that's the hope, and that's why people are really excited about stem cells now.
So tell us a bit more about what's actually going on in your lab. I mean, you work on skin and the cells in there. What's new there?
Yes, well, my lab works on skin cancers, and there are two main areas that we're interested in. One is trying to find out how different kinds of cells in the skin contribute to cancer. So we want to identify the stem cells that drive the cancer, but we're also very interested in sort of essentially bystander cells that seem innocuous. They might not be dividing themselves, but we've found out that they can actually be communicating with the stem cells and giving them encouragement to grow or else potentially holding them in check. So this whole issue of what are different kinds of cells doing in a tumour is very interesting to us. And then the other thing that we're working on is why is it you get different kinds of tumour? So in the skin, you know, you've got the outer covering of the skin, you've got sweat glands and hair follicles and so on. And in different kinds of skin tumours, they're sort of caricatures of those normal sorts of differentiation that are going on. And we'd like to understand how that works too.
So tell us a little bit about the two. There's two real divisions of skin cancer. There's non-melanoma and melanoma. What's the real difference between those two?
The difference is that the two types of cancer affect different cell types. So melanoma is a disease of the pigment cells of the skin called melanocytes, whereas non-melanoma affects the cells that my lab works on, which are called keratinocytes or keratinocytes, depending on
where
you come from
and what you fancy. So how is the discoveries that you're making, how are they going to feed into treatments for cancer in the future?
Well, we have very good links with a lot of the clinical departments at Addenbrooke's Hospital. And so what we do is we look at real tumours from real people, come up with ways of trying to identify the stem cells, and then test the ideas that these are going to fire tumour development. And then we want to go back to our clinical colleagues and say, well, look, can you think of new treatments based around what we now know about the stem cells in the tumours?
So it's being a bit smarter about drug development, finding the targets and then...
Absolutely.
Then finding the treatments.
But as you know, it's a slow process, and you're really looking at probably 10 years from getting a good proof of principle to having something which would benefit a patient in the clinic.
Thanks. And finally, I can't let you get away without asking you to comment on the news story that we did earlier, the one about creating sperm precursor cells from mesenchymal bone marrow cells. What do you think about that?
If I were a man and I wanted to have a baby, I would not choose that route.
Really?
I wouldn't be very optimistic.
They're fascinating cells, though, the mesenchymal stem cells. They're really
mesenchymal stem cells are great. You can make bone, you can make more fat if, for example, you felt you were underweight.
If we were.
You can do lots of good things, but I personally wouldn't use them to try to make sperm.
You say mesenchymal. Can we say mesenchymal? Is that one we can have a different pronunciation
of? You can do that if you want.
Again, depending on where you're from.